Hey, good afternoon, everybody. A couple of guys told me the other day that they had bought new clothing, and as they were putting on their new clothing, their wife said, "Oh, you're going to say a bracha melbish arumim." And they said, "What?" And the wife said, yeah, when you buy new clothing, you're supposed to, the first time you put it on, you're supposed to say melbish arumim." So they wanted to know, like, what are they teaching in seminaries that we're not teaching in yeshiva? Like, where does this come from, that you say melbish arumim when you buy new clothing? You have such a show of hands. How many people have such a practice? You buy a new suit, you say bracha melbish arumim? Not so many, okay, but you ask your mother's sister's wives and see if they have a different minhag. So where does this come from? So first let's back up a second and talk about how big a deal clothing is in from a Jewish perspective. Certainly we know that there's an Indian, that a person, not just an Indian, a requirement, that a person is supposed to wear big day Shabbos. The Gemara, though, in the context of deriving that chiyuv, darshan's a pasuk in the Navi Yeshayo, Perek Nuches, v'chibadito me'asos terechecha, that it means, lo yehe malbushcho shoshah, that it defines v'chibadita. What does it mean to give kavod? One is mechabed by wearing nice clothing. That a person has a special levush for Shabbos. And the Gemara brings a raya because Rabbi Yochanan used to refer to his clothing as mechabdusai, that which gives me kavod, that which allows me to express kavod. So begadim are that which is mechabed a person. And it's not only big day Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan, the simple reading of the Talmud Bavli, is Rabbi Yochanan wasn't talking about big day Shabbos. He was talking about clothing in general. Just wearing respectable clothing. In the Sheiltos, Rava Chaigon, it has that Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kari lemane davalovish b'shabata mechabdusai." That it was Dafka his big day Shabbos that he would refer to as mechabdusai. It's interesting. The Iyun Yaakov says that it was Dafka Rabbi Yochanan who used to highlight the importance of clothing being the source of his kavod, because the Gemara B'Metzia Peidala tells us that Rabbi Yochanan didn't have a beard; he was missing the hadras panim. So since he didn't have that level of kavod, so instead of that, he had to emphasize clothing, similar to what the Iyun Yaakov says, that why Chazal Darshan that must refer to begadim and not other types of clothing, because the Gemara Darshan is the pasuk l'kadosh Hashem mechubad, and that's talking about Yom HaKippurim, and in Yom HaKippurim there's no kavod ba'achila v'shtia, it's only about the malbush. But be that as it may, you know, we know Chazal say not nice things about a Talmud Chacham who has a revav al bigdo, who has an oil stain on his clothing. Clothing are supposed to be a respectable thing. David HaMelech wasn't mechabed clothing properly, and therefore when he cut when he cut the corner of Shaul's garment, and therefore the clothing wasn't able to warm him in his old age, right? We have this this concept that clothing is something to be mechabed, and it is an Indian, it's a big deal. So much so that the Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Samech Amud Beis, when it tells us what the Birchos HaShachar are and what a person's daily schedule in the morning it should be, it says Kishama Kol Tarnagola, when you hear the rooster crowing, Omer, you should say Lema, rather, you should say Baruch Hashem Nasan L'sach Vivin Alavchin Ben Yom Ben Laila. Ki Pasuch Eina, you open your eyes. Lema Baruch Pakeach Ivrim. Ki Taritz V'Yasev, when you sit up. Lema Baruch Matir Surim. Ki Lavish, when you get dressed. Lema Baruch Malbish Arumim. Person should say the bracha of Malbish Arumim. V'chulei, it goes on. Ki Zakif Lema Baruch Zakif Chufim. But the point is that each of the Birchos HaShachar initially was Mesukan to do at a particular time, at the moment that you were experiencing that event. And getting dressed is when the bracha of Malbush Arumim really should have been said. Now we're knowing that we just put all of the Birchos HaShachar together at one point, but the question is there any Indian though that aside from the Birchos HaShachar, that in the middle of the day you're getting dressed for Shabbos, let's say, and you got a new suit for Shabbos, that the first time you're putting on that suit ever, that you should say a special bracha of Malbush Arumim? That it doesn't say in the Gemara. The Gemara makes it sound like the same clothing that you're saying bracha Malbush Arumim on today are the same clothing you wore yesterday, and that each day it's a new bracha that we say each and every morning. So there's a Yerushalmi in brachas that says that you say Malbush Arumim on a beged chadash, and many of the Rishonim quote this Yerushalmi, and in fact it even makes it into Shulchan Aruch. So the context that it makes it into Shulchan Aruch is in Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Chaf Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses the chiv to say a shachianu when a person buys new clothing. So the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Chaf Gimel, Siv Gimel writes, Bana bayis chadash, okana kelim chadashim, afilu ha'ilo keyotze be'ilu tchila, okana v'chazer v'kana, mivarech al kol pam shechiyanu, that when you buy, you build a new house, or you buy new kelim, and kelim includes clothing, one should recite a shechiyanu. The Shulchan Aruch and Siv Dalid writes that bracha should be recited b'shas kinyin, at the time that you buy the clothing, not at the time that you wear the clothing, and the Taz and Siv Katan Gimel explains, because afil pisha tzarech litinos of the chayot, you still might need to bring it to the tailor to make it wearable, so, but nevertheless, you could say Shechianu, even though the Hana'a is not there yet, you're only set up to be able to have the Hana'a soon. He says, similar to Yiridas Kishamim, even though the Hana'a is not Nikr at that moment. However, the Mishbura writes that the Minig is not that way. The Minig is that we recite a Shechianu only the first time you wear it, not at the time that you buy it. Many Achronim point out, and Rav Shechter pointed out to me the other day as well, that common practice is we buy so much clothing that it's not something that would warrant a Shechianu anymore, so most people do not recite Shechianu when they buy clothing. I asked Rav Shechter, what if like you have like you know, a bunch of regular suits, and then you have one custom-made suit, or something like that. So would you say, Shechianu, I mean, if there's something dafka, you know, a woman buys a wedding dress, you know, something that's dafka, very very special about that, so then maybe it would require a Shechianu. He didn't say yes or no, but maybe that would require a Shechianu. So Shulchan Aruch writes in some Reish Chav Gimel, Siv Dalet, in that context, that B'Shas HaKinyin is to say the bracha, even though you haven't used it yet, and then he writes, U'Kesheyil B'Shem Mevarech Malbish Arumim, when you buy new clothing, that when you first put them on, you should say Malbish Arumim. So now that our minig is that we say that if you're going to say Shechianu on clothing, the minig is to say it when you wear it, not when you buy it. And the Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to say Malbish Arumim as well. So the Shari Tshuva points out, which one do you say first? He said Malbish Arumim should be before the Shechianu. That it's more mistaber that the Malbish Arumim should come first. So why is it that nobody here raised their hand? And when I said, it's black and white in Shulchan Aruch, that you say Malbish Arumim when you wear a Beged Chadash. So in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he notes that that even though the Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to say this bracha, kvar kasvu ha'achronim she'ein anu noagim b'bracha zu, that the achronim point out we don't have such a minag. If you want, you say it without shem u'malchus, or put the clothing on for the first time in the morning, and when you say the bracha malbish arumim in the morning, have in mind that it should go on that clothing. And it's not only new clothing. You buy an avnet chadash, a new belt, you should say baruch ozer yisrael begvura. A new hat, you say baruch oter yisrael b'sifara. Which achronim is he quoting? So primarily it's the kaf hachayim, the ben ish chai, but it doesn't seem that this is a Sephardic Ashkenazi break. It just seems that that seems to be how the minag developed. In fact, the Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan that lovish beged chadash yesh omrim shemevarich malbish arumim, even though you already said the bracha birchas shachar v'nachol nevarich below shemu malchus. Better to not say shemu malchus, but you should say it. Says the Babish Rebbe, the first Babish Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. But he says even better is to put on the clothing in the morning and have in mind with the malbish arumim that you say during birchas shachar. Just one more point to add: the Rama adds at the end of Simur Reish Chav Gimel that just on the topic of things to say when people put on clothing for the first time, when people have new clothing, the Rama writes, here it is. Haminag lomar lemisha lovish beged chadash that the minig is that when a person puts on a beged chadash, that you should say, you should wear it out and have to buy a new beged. However, that you don't say it on leather clothing or shoes, leather shoes. Because if you do that, if you say it about leather shoes, the only way to get more leather is by killing more animals. And Hashem has rachmanus on all of his creations. So the Rama says it's a very shvach reason to not say it, and he says, and it's Eino Nira, but nevertheless, Mikol Malkom Rabbi Makpidim Alze Shalol the Amra. Many people are makpid about this, but again, that highlights the idea that new clothing is supposed to be a big deal, or used to be a very, very big deal. So it seems that somehow between the yeshivas and the seminaries, there was some sort of split in whether we should be knowing to say Malbish Arumim when we get new clothing. But certainly, everyone agrees that you should have kavana when you say all the brachos in the morning. So when you say the brachos in the morning, the shachar in the morning, if you have new clothing, have in mind that it's for that as well. Okay.